Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Over a red rectangle, the silhouette of a jester appears. Red Hour. A white arrow shoots across a black background. The word campfire appears above it.
Nice.
A cartoon drawing of four men. Mail order company. An overhead view of a residential neighborhood. In a bedroom, a dark-haired teenaged boy fastens a belt around a pair of light tan shorts. Words appear. A Netflix original film. A Red Hour Mail Order Company Productions campfire production.
Love this belt.
He loads camping gear into a backpack. In the kitchen downstairs, a dark-haired woman cuts peppers on a cutting board. In the living room, a gray-haired man and a curly-haired young boy watch cartoons on TV. The dark-haired woman glances up toward the ceiling.
Donnie's gonna be here any minute.
The dark-haired teen puts his pack on his back and falls over. Superimposed over the woman slicing a phallic-shaped eggplant, the title, The Package, appears. Donnie, a red-haired teenager with a thin, patchy mustache, pulls into Sean's driveway in a silver coupe. Words appear, starring Daniel Doheny, Geraldine Viswanathan, Sadie Calvano, Luke Spencer Roberts, Eduardo Franco, Michael Eklund, Gary Jones, and Alexander Calvert, with Sugar Lynn Beard and Blake Anderson. Donnie admires himself in the rearview mirror and strokes his mustache. He grins, then steps from the vehicle. He sits down on the hood of his car, produces his cell phone, then logs into the Floyd's Wi-Fi.
Welcome home, Sean Floyd.
In the living room, Sean, the dark-haired teen, enters.
All right, Donnie's here, so I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, honey.
Have fun camping, kiddo.
Bye.
A pornographic film appears suddenly on the television.
Oh, my God.
The eyes of the man, the woman, and the boy widen.
What is this? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Donnie smirks.
Oh, just walk away.
What are they doing?
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
Sean leaves. Outside, he grins at Donnie.
Dude, what are you doing? Are you serious?
Sean Floyd back on American soil for 1 week only.
Dude, turn that off. My little brother is crying in there. That was crazy porn.
She's a big girl. What are you wearing?
They're my hiking shorts.
Why do those shorts cover your belly button but not your balls?
What's that on your face? You spilled something on your face. It looks like you drank a glass of Ed Sheeran's pubes.
Well, in fact, the 80s nostalgia wave we're living in, it's about to crest. And when it does, I'm going to be swimming in puss. Do you know why?
What, are you growing a Narcos Coke stash?
I am growing a Narcos Coke stash, my friend.
You're growing a Narcos Coke stash?
Mm-hmm. Donnie Escobar, right here.
Wow.
That's right. How you doing, pal?
I'm good, how are you?
Glad to have you back.
It's good to be back and...
They hug.
Oh, we're hugging.
Donnie and Sean pull up in front of a house where a teenager with long dark hair loads a minivan. They step from the car and approach him. He turns to them.
Oh, hey, dudes.
Sup, Virgin Megastore?
Excuse me?
Oh, shit. Hey, Mrs. Avalar.
Hey.
Hi. Jeremy, what are you doing over there? Jeremy! I can see you are jerking off the walking stick.
Mom, I'm packing.
Your dad and I are leaving in an hour, and I want you out of here ASAP.
Okay, I'm going.
Oh, God, I so need this vacation. 6 hours, I'll be in Napa with a Zinfandel.
Bye, Ms. Avalar.
Bye, Ms. Avalar. Look who the fuck is back.
What's up, man?
Yo, your dog's ready to get fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Show him the ID.
It's a military ID. 1991, dude. What? You actually buy stuff with this?
Yeah, he does.
Jack Jessup, reporting for booze.
You don't look like this guy. This guy looks like a soldier. You look like Pocahontas.
Dude, no one says shit to an Army Ranger.
All right.
I found this outside the booth at the Gun and Knife Show when I was picking up this bad boy right here.
Check it out.
Huh?
He twirls a butterfly knife.
Hoorah! Pretty tight, huh?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, this is just in case we run into any crazy shit out in the woods. Like,
he stabs at them, then drops the knife.
Fuck, dude,
come on, man.
Sorry, dude. I try to act like I'm riding the bike, but I still got the training wheels on, you feel me?
Yeah.
Let's just pack up the van.
Let's do
what
it.
Do you say?
Let's
just get the fuck out of here.
Let's pack it up. Hit the road.
Why are there so many bags? What is all this shit?
Donnie unzips a bag and pulls out a pink bra.
Yeah, it's just like change of plans, dude. It sucks. Total donkey dick.
Stop going through my shit, perv.
Sarah? No way. No.
For real. Why does this feel so awkward? Jeremy, did you not
tell them that we were coming?
I'm telling them now. Like, they're learning of it right now.
Are you kidding?
They're coming.
Welcome back, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
A dark-haired girl.
Do you not hug people anymore?
Oh, yeah, right.
They don't hug in Germany?
Yeah. Welcome back. I mean, I'm back. You're not back. I'm just back for the next week. Hey, Sarah, what's up?
Were you really in Germany? There's a whole rumor going around that you were actually in rehab for bath salts.
Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. What? No. So? Nine. I was in Germany. Yeah.
Cool hiking gear.
Sarah, a girl with dirty blonde hair.
How'd that get tucked in?
Stop! You're ruining my bra, dude.
I don't care.
This shit's expensive. Stop!
Jeremy said we're going like 6 miles into the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you're coming, though. You know, it's all gonna be worth it when you see me twerking with Mother Nature.
Are you gonna be twerking against a tree, or how does that work?
I don't know.
He crouches over.
Excuse me. This is supposed to be a bros trip, so I need a group meeting. Now! Sean!
Sounds mad.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Bye.
In the van.
Hey, did you guys know that people think I've been in rehab?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, it's some bullshit rumor, dude. Forget about it. Look, I'm feeling fucking betrayed with you right now, J-Tron.
She had it. My sister broke up yesterday, so she bailed on the Cancun trip with his family. That's fine.
Oh, what? They broke up?
Sean grins.
That sucks.
Yeah, she found out he cheated on her.
I don't care what happened. I'm not going camping with my ex this weekend.
Wait, I thought you guys were never, you know, official.
Okay, yeah, that's one of our many disputes. Thank you, Sean. Spring break, Indigo Nanza, is about bros. Bonding.
Uh-huh.
Ceremoniously drinking a bottle of Indigo Caribbean Spice rum in 48 hours. That's the tradition.
It's true.
Plus, we only have Sean for 1 week before he goes back to dipping his balls in sauerkraut for the rest of the school year.
That's not something we do.
All right, this is shitty for me too, okay? I mean, my girlfriend freaked out when she found out ladies were coming and I didn't invite her.
Jimmy, how many times do I have to tell you? You're being catfished. Her name is Kendall Jenners. With an S.
Not real.
That's her name, okay? She's real, all right? And we're gonna meet this summer at theater camp, and we're gonna have sex. Hey, actually, that reminds me, Sean. You know, this weekend might actually finally be your chance to bang my sister.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
She's my twin sister, okay? We have this special connection thing. If she's having sex, it's like if I'm having sex.
Dude, that's gross. Don't say that, because now...
Why not? Why would you not want me to feel sex? Sex is great.
It's your fucking twin, dude. Don't be disgusting. Jesus Christ!
Stop pouting in there, Cheddarbush.
Sarah punches the window, then leaves.
It's gonna be like this the whole fucking time.
Oh, scared me.
The van leaves.
Here we go.
Bye.
Bye, Mrs. Avalar.
Bye.
Fuck you, Mrs. Avalar.
Don't say fuck you to my mom, man.
We say fuck you to mom all the time.
Well, yeah, but she's like our mom.
Just don't think any Avalar woman should be disrespected like that.
Mr. and Mrs. Avalar.
Yeah. Ah, they're good kids.
They're nightmares.
I know. Let's go.
They're my suicidal nightmares.
I know.
On a road through a forested area, Sarah, Donnie, and Jeremy sit in the back of the van. The dark-haired girl drives. Sean sits in the passenger seat and stares at her. She turns to him. He looks away. Donnie sends him a photo of himself with the caption, "Nice moves. Talk to her, idiot."
Hey, I'm really sorry about Chad.
Thanks.
So do you guys keep in touch at all, or?
Well, we broke up 17 hours ago, so keep you posted.
He nods. Donnie shakes his head, then sends him a photo of Sean with crying eyes drawn onto it with a caption that reads, "Sean Floyd, RIP 2001 to 2018. Sarah turns to Donnie.
Hey, are you going to the Sadie Hawkins dance?
Oh, wow, really?
You know what, Sarah? I think I'm going to have to think about it. Thank you for asking.
Actually, I just wanted to warn whoever you end up going with that you shart during blowjobs.
That happened one time!
Happened two times.
You said you never...
Dog, you sharted mid-beach.
Donnie scowls and shakes his head. The van pulls into a gas station. Donnie and Jeremy climb out, then high-five.
My dog ain't taking off!
All right, stand back, okay? Be cool. I got this.
Here we go!
Jeremy enters the store, then sets a bottle of Indigo rum and a case of beer on the counter before the clerk, a man with a goatee and pointed sideburns.
What's up?
You got ID?
Blammo.
The clerk takes the ID and furrows his brow at it.
Ranger, huh? 4765.
Jeremy grins.
Military discount.
Jeremy drops cash on the counter. The clerk frowns at Sean and Donnie wrestling outside.
You know, just keep the change. You have a great day. No receipt, huh?
Jeremy leaves with the alcohol, an overhead view of the van traveling along a tree-lined road, a mountain vista of snow-capped peaks, an overhead view of a lake surrounded by forest. The van pulls into a campsite parking lot. The five teens step from the vehicle. Sean receives an edited version of the previous photo, now featuring a red penis pointing toward his mouth. The caption reads, Chad's yummy wiener.
Alright, guys, let's get these snowmates ready for their cover shoot.
Sean puts his phone in the glove compartment. As the others look on, Jeremy fills two coolers with beer and ice. Jeremy unloads the bags from the back of the van and tosses them to the others. The teens put on their backpacks. Donnie carries the two beer coolers. The dark-haired girl activates the van alarm. They make their way over a river on a suspension bridge. Sean and Jeremy sword fight with two walking sticks, an overhead view of the teens hiking along a path through the forest. They wade across a stream.
Jeremy, where are you taking us?
We're going deep into Mother Nature's puss, all the way up past the ovaries.
The teens hike along a path. With her phone, the dark-haired girl photographs herself and Sarah. Jeremy lifts his shirt and photographs himself with his phone.
Can they get so wet for this shit?
I'm sure that he does.
An overhead view of a mountain vista. In a clearing in the forest, Jeremy crouches down, scoops up a clump of soil with his knife, then sniffs it.
Oh, this is it, dogs. This is base camp.
Fucking finally!
Jesus Christ.
The others drop their packs. At the camp, Sean and Donnie pitch a tent. Sarah and the dark-haired girl climb into their already pitched tent. Jeremy tries to get a connection on his phone by holding it in the air. In the tent, the dark-haired girl scrolls through photos of her and Chad together.
Fuck Chad, right? Yeah. High school relationships are bullshit anyway.
I just feel really embarrassed.
Yeah. But what if you tried to just, you know, do something to take your mind off of it a little bit?
She stares at Sarah, who smirks.
You could hook up with Sean. Come on, it might be fun just to hook up with someone that's nice for a change. Plus, you've always kind of liked him, and he got kind of hot in Germany.
I wouldn't say hot. I feel like he finished going through puberty.
Donnie and Sean.
You're blowing up with Becky.
Man, they just broke up.
This is the rent cast party all over again.
This is not like the rent cast party, okay? It's not like that.
Do you remember what happened at the rent cast party?
You sat on the couch, sipping your mics hard, her hand on your thigh.
You guys were sitting on the couch and you squeezed his thigh. And then I asked if he wanted to go smoke on the roof.
Wait, yeah, what did he say again?
I told her that I passed on grass.
Which doesn't make any sense because we smoke literally all the time.
They literally smoke all the time.
And then you sat there watching as she left.
He just got up and left.
I told you that I couldn't stand up because...
Maybe he just had a boner.
I had a boner.
Oh, ew.
Who gets a boner from someone touching their thigh? You're being cock-blocked literally by your own cock.
I don't know, man. I can't control it.
She then goes upstairs, makes out with Chad, and they've been fucking dating till this moment right now. The rent cast party, that was your chance to be with Becky. And you blew it, Don.
Yeah, Donnie's right, man.
Thank you.
Musical theater is the ultimate aphrodisiac. I mean, that's why me and Kendall are composing an R-rated musical based on the songs of Britney Spears. Dude, get this, all right? It's called Blonde to Bald to Back Again. Shit is gonna be so fucking tight, dude. I can't wait. I mean, you remember Christmas Eve, right, dude? When I sang Kendall my Oops, I Did It Again solo? Dude, I had to Urban Dictionary the shit she said she was gonna do to my body. Oh, dude, I almost forgot. I got you something, dude. It's for you and Bex. You're close in the dark and shit.
What?
The fuck King condom?
Yeah, king of fucking, dude. Or you can go raw, dog. I mean, I'm down to be an uncle.
I'd stop it with the fucking your sister stuff.
Okay, look, as weird as this fucking guy is, he is right about one thing. Becky's always had a fucking thing for you, dude.
No, that's 100% conjecture. I don't know, I'm slow playing it, okay?
You are no playing it. Be her rebound, okay? Take off your practice sweats and crash the fucking boards.
Yeah.
Play dirty if you have to.
You think I didn't throw a few bows to get where I am with Sarah?
What? Where do you think you are with Sarah? You guys hate each other.
Donnie?
Sarah hurls a beer at him and hits him in the forehead.
Drink up, bitch!
Oh! Oh! Snap!
Oh! What was that?
Ooh!
Why?
Fuck. Well, nature's great and all, but it's still spring break. Oh. And I'm ready to rage. Let the games begin.
Actually, Sarah, this is a bros trip that you're intruding on. Indigo Nanza's our thing. So I'm gonna be the one who officially starts everything off.
Okay.
Let
Indigo Nanza begin.
Okay.
Let Indigo Nanza begin.
Please, this is my thing.
Guys, it's important to him, so.
Let Indigo Nanza begin.
Donnie drinks from the rum bottle.
I liked it better when she said it.
Donnie and the others take turns taking swigs from the bottle.
We in VIP-ling.
More bottles, more bitches.
We in VIP-ling.
More bottles, more bitches.
Donnie tries to grab the bottle from Sarah, who slaps his hand away.
VIP-ling.
More bottles, more bitches.
The five teens clink beer cans.
More red bones that look like soul.
As the sun sets, the five teens dance. Sarah shakes her rear end. Sean grins as he twerks in front of Becky. Jeremy laughs hysterically. He takes a swig from the rum bottle and dances. The teens take turns taking swigs from the bottle. They drink beer. Jeremy stabs at the air with his knife. Sean and Donnie throw empty beer cans at him. He gives them the finger. At night, Jeremy and Sean sit by a campfire. Becky and Sarah watch them from a distance.
Look at him. He's just going to town on that trail mix.
Do you still have your bald ear?
Yeah, I do.
Get over there and let him know.
You should fuck my sister. I'm gonna go take a piss.
Thanks for letting me know.
Go get him, Tiger.
Okay.
Nice ass.
Becky points at Sean.
Hey, quit hogging that trail mix.
Okay.
She sits down beside him.
Oh.
Coming in.
He pours her some.
Oh, that's enough. Thank you.
Sarah catches her eye and jerks her head towards Sean.
So did you hear about the bear thing?
No.
Yeah, here's one right now.
A bong made out of a bear-shaped honey container.
It's bong bear.
Oh,
it's
a bear bong.
Bear bong. Hey, if you wanted, we could go hotbox the tent later.
We could do that. I'm free now.
You're free? That's kind of perfect, because I'm free.
Yeah, our schedule's lined up perfectly. let's go now.
Okay.
Let's go.
Cool.
Oh, my God, did you hear that? Jim's talking to himself. Come on, we gotta go fuck with him. We gotta go. We gotta go right now. Let's go.
Sorry.
Donnie and Sean leave.
Bye.
This knife is so sharp, it can cut piss.
He slices his urine stream.
Oh, what's that? Are you pissing on this endangered fern?
What the fuck is he doing?
Oh, shit, it's an anthill. I better get him.
Let's get him. We approach a wild teen.
You're dead!
Jeremy jolts and cuts off his penis with the knife. It passes across the full moon as it twirls through the air. He looks at the blood-covered knife. Horrified expressions wash over Donnie and Sean's faces. The penis lands in the bushes.
Oh, shit, I think I cut myself.
Did you just... Oh, no.
Why are you looking down there? Why are you looking down there? Keep your eyes above... No, what are you doing?
That's not okay. That's...
Jeremy looks down at the urine still spurting out of him. He drops to his knees, clutching himself.
Did you see my dick, Sean? Sean, you didn't see it? What about you, Donnie? Did you see my dick?
What is happening?
I just cut off my dick.
Jeremy, is this a fucking prank? Don't be stupid. Come on, show me your dick.
I cut off my dick. Becky, I cut my dick.
He raises his hands, revealing his blood-covered crotch. Sean and Donnie carry him a few feet away and lay him on the ground.
That's a lot of blood. God damn it, that's a lot of blood.
Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking die.
Jeremy's gonna die.
We can all stand here and have a meltdown, or we can get our shit together and save Jeremy.
Yes.
Okay? Oh my God, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, we need to call 911 now.
Yeah, get our phones.
Yeah, okay.
Kendall, Peter, Kim.
My phone's in the van.
so tight.
Fuck, I don't have any service. You have service?
I don't have anything either.
Fuck, me neither.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Fuck, you don't have any service?
Just give me one second to think. Okay, everybody, I'm gonna go to the top of the ridge. Give me your phones. Okay, one of them has to have service, right? Okay, okay, what's the passcodes?
3532.
6969, which is pretty ironic now.
Mine's 0047.
0047. Yeah.
Go.
What's your passcode, Donnie?
All ones, dude. All ones.
Okay, guys. Hey, guys. In times like these, we gotta fucking
just go.
Go.
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, okay, Jimmy.
It's okay. Someone needs to find the penis.
Okay.
Get my penis.
Yeah.
Penis.
Dude, I'm gonna get your fucking penis, all right? I'm taking this, I'm getting a flashlight.
I'm gonna go with Don.
Okay, yeah, I'll stay with Jeremy. It's gonna be okay.
Right? Becky, yeah. We're gonna be good. Yeah. We're gonna get my dick. I'm gonna get my dick back, right?
Yeah. Jeremy, just for scale, what am I looking for here? Like, half this? A quarter?
I'm not gonna tell how big my dick is.
I'm gonna take it as a quarter.
If this doesn't work out, Becky, I'm gonna be your sister.
You already have the hair for it.
Yeah.
With the phones in his hands, Sean runs to the edge of a cliff.
Boom! That is a cliff. Okay. Okay. Nope. All right. Come on. Crap. No, come on. Come on. Come on. Bars. Bars. We got bars. We got bars. Oh, baby mama. All right. I can hear you now. Look out.
911. What's your emergency?
Hello. 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 911, I have a medical emergency. I need a medevac pronto. My friend has lost his penis. He cut it off. I think it was an accident.
Okay.
In the forest, Sarah and Donnie sweep the ground with flashlights. He slips and falls.
Ah! Shit.
If I was a dick, where would I be?
Well, you are a dick, so that shouldn't be very hard. Oh, my God.
What?
I found it.
Where?
Oh. It's a pine cone. Gotta be here somewhere. I mean, how fucking far could this dick fly?
It could be anywhere within 1,000-foot radius.
Okay, sir. I'm working on triangulating your current location.
A text from Chad.
Hey, babe, I'm sorry I was an idiot. Where are you? I bailed on Cancun. Are you at your house?
Okay, oh, we're sending out a medevac helicopter.
Okay, yes, thank you. I want to make this work. I miss you. You're the shit. Crash aboard, Sean. Fuck Chad, man. Fuck you. You're a dirty taint. Fuck you.
He responds, fuck you. You're a dirty taint. We are done.
Send. Fucking send. Send it. Come on.
Did you get a signal?
Becky startles him. He drops the phones down the cliff.
Sean? Please tell me that wasn't on the phones.
No, no. I mean, yes, it was.
It was.
All the phones, but I called 911. I talked to them. They're gonna send a medevac in 30 minutes. That's good.
Let's go.
All right.
Donnie and Sarah.
Hold on. Wait. It's a fucking mushroom, dude. Everything looks like a dick at night.
What is that? Is that a piece of coyote scat? Are there coyotes here?
That's our shit.
What do you mean?
That's Jeremy's dick.
Oh, my God.
Sarah vomits on a centipede crawling over the blood-covered penis.
Damn it!
I'm gonna get some sticks to pick that up with.
The medevac is on its way.
We got the dick!
Yes!
Is there a puke on it?
Johnny!
Sean lost all the phones.
What?
First my dick and now my seven, Sean?
Donnie washes the penis.
Is my pee-pee okay?
Okay, we gotta keep this warm. Okay.
Sarah holds it over the fire.
Where is it? I wanna see it. What?
Wait a minute, baby, come on. Oh!
What are you doing?
No, the cavalier's open. Stop yelling at me.
You gotta put that on ice, dude.
I don't know. They don't exactly teach you this in health class.
My dick is on a stick!
You just gotta put it on some ice.
Ice.
Sarah and Donnie empty the trail mix out of a bag, put the penis in it, then put the bag in the ice-filled cooler. The full moon shines in the night sky. Donnie, Sarah, Becky, and Sean sit around the campfire. Jeremy lies nearby. His eyes roll back into his head.
Do you think the helicopter is going to find us?
I hope so.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
think I did it again. I'm way too ugly. But I'm more than just friends.
Is this normal? It's a song from his Britney Spears musical that he's writing with his fake girlfriend.
Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Oh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above.
Hey, look at this!
I'm not dead!
Yes! Whoa, yes!
We're out of here!
Okay, this. This'll get their attention.
What are you doing?
Fuck this! Everybody run!
Donnie throws a propane canister into the fire.
Yo!
Get your head down, Jeremy!
Fuck you, Donnie! Ah! Oh, okay. Guys?
What the fuck?
Guys!
Seriously? Wow, Donnie, I am so impressed. This is some of your best work.
The canister explodes. Sarah is knocked backward. In the sky, the helicopter circles back. Jeremy's foot is on fire.
Ah! Ah! Becky! Becky! Ah! Ah!
Becky throws a blanket over his burning foot. Donnie.
Damn, that was dope.
Are you okay?
Yeah. That was
holy shit, that was crazy.
Oh, oh. Hey, it worked! It worked!
Yes.
Hey, we're here!
Okay,
okay, let's go!
Come on, let's go, Jeremy.
Sean grabs the cooler. A searchlight shines down on them.
Hey!
A paramedic straps Jeremy to a stretcher on a cable.
We'll get him to the East General Hospital, ASAP. As long as it's within 12 hours, a severed member can still be reattached.
Yes!
Okay, thank you.
Your friends did a good job. You're going to be okay.
Thank you so much.
Whose idea was it to set off the fireball?
It was all me, dude.
You're a fucking idiot. We saw you guys in our initial approach. Hike down to your car, and you can meet him at the hospital.
Okay. Hey, you're gonna be okay. Yeah, we're gonna see you at the hospital, okay?
Becky, you need to shut the fuck up. You're wasting time.
Okay,
you go.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He's not gonna die.
Stay strong, Jeremy!
Bye, Jeremy!
Jeremy gives a thumbs up as he is hoisted into the air.
Look, he's reverse terminating.
That's epic.
Sean, Becky, Sarah, and Donnie look up smiling as the helicopter flies off. Becky wipes a tear from her eye. As the dawn light begins to rise up from behind the mountains, the helicopter soars over the forest. The sun rises over the forest at the campsite.
Yeah,
can I propose a little toast to the first responders?
Yes.
Nay, the heroes, the...
He opens a cooler. His eyes widen.
Guys?
What?
What?
Guys!
What?
What is it? What?
Jeremy's bagged penis lies in the cooler.
Sean? You gave the EMT the wrong cooler?
Donnie lifts the cooler over his head.
No, wait. Wait, we have the deck!
Oh,
he falls and spills the ice out of it.
Oh, shit!
They throw tiny chunks of ice back into the cooler.
We have my brother's dick.
With no ice and no phones.
We have 12 hours, right?
Yeah, I think the EMT meant if it's you know, on ice. Oh, shit. Oh, wait. They also told us to hike down. They probably don't even think we're here anymore.
Look, I'm willing to wait and see, but it seems to me by that time Jeremy's dick is gonna be like rotten and have flies on it and
no,
just...
No, 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 we can't freak out. Don't freak out, don't freak out. We'll hike down. We'll find someone with ice or a phone along the way, and worst case, we'll be back in the parking lot in like 6 or 7 hours. This is gonna work.
Yeah, okay, Becky's right. Let's do this. This is totally gonna work. That's a good plan.
Okay, let's leave our shit. We'll move faster. Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay, it's gonna be a long way down.
Okay.
At a hospital, medical personnel wheel Jeremy down a corridor on a stretcher.
Hold in there, buddy. We got a male.
Never penis cut clean to the base.
Oh, shit.
What?
There's no penis. It's just two cans of Flitzen.
My dick isn't in there?
Just cans. There's literally no penis. It's just two cans of beer.
You guys! Where's my dick?
An overhead view of the forest. Below, Donnie, Sean, Becky, and Sarah hike along a trail.
I don't think this is a good plan, man. I told Becky it was, but we've been hiking for over an hour and there's no one out here.
Well, of course it's not a good plan, Sean. There are no good plans in this situation.
Dude.
What?
He texted her.
Who texted her?
Chad.
What?
When I was calling 911 from Becky's phone, he texted her and he said he wanted to get back together.
Rent cast party, man.
Yeah, oh, man, I think I fucked up. Texted him back as her.
That is epic. What did you say?
I said, fuck you. Yeah. And then I called him a dirty taint.
Guys, guys, we're going to stop and pee really quick. Ginger, Pablo Escobar, please keep your eyes downhill.
Ha! Hope you pee on your shoes.
People are noticing. Still looks like a blue Chester cheetah.
Oh, shit!
What? Is Donnie coming up to perv on me?
No. Hey, Sean! Sean, there's a ranger lookout station over there. They might have ice.
That's
good. That's
awesome. Yeah.
They make their way up a hill toward the ranger station.
Seems to me like we're gonna have to break into this bitch.
What are you talking about? I'm not doing that.
I don't know, man. This is government property. I feel like it'd be a bad idea.
Becky kicks in the door.
Damn. But yeah, you know, this is a time-sensitive case, so it's a good call. It's a good call for sure.
They enter the station and scan their surroundings.
It's empty.
Great.
Donnie opens a refrigerator.
Please have ice, please have ice.
Oh, dude! No, close that.
All right, well, maybe there's still a phone or a radio or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Becky opens a cupboard. Inside is a rattlesnake. She knocks over the cooler. The snake bites the bag's penis as it flies toward it. They look on in horror. There is a puncture hole in the bag.
Oh!
No.
I think the rattlesnake just bit the dick.
Oh, my God, a snake bit the dick?
We have to get the venom out somehow.
Get the venom out?
Wait, how do we do that?
Maybe if we just shake it a lot, the venom will just pour out.
No, we have to, someone has to suck it out.
Well, it seems only fair to me that the person who's had that dick in their mouth be the one to do it.
Donnie, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm obviously referring to Becky.
What?
Well, you guys shared a womb together, so obviously at some point in the dark, that dick went in your mouth.
This idiot. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Fumbling around.
Donnie, I didn't suck his fetus penis while I was in the womb. I am his sister. I am obviously the last person to suck the dick. You're sucking the dick before I do. I am not sucking my brother's dick.
I think it's pretty clear that the women should be the ones to suck the dick. We don't even know how to suck a dick.
Whoa, that's not even the same kind of sucking. You're an stupid idiot.
I am not going to do it.
Well, you should do it because this is all your fault.
I'll do it. I'll suck it. I will suck the dick. I lost the phones. I gave them the wrong cooler. I'll suck the penis.
It's really cool of you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Just, I'd like to do it alone.
Yeah, you got it.
I'll tell your story.
Okay.
You're a hero.
Yep.
Donnie and Sarah leave. Becky squeezes Sean's hand. He looks at her longingly.
You're the man.
She leaves. He looks at them through a window. Donnie, then the others, lay their hands on the glass. He lays his against theirs. A wave of emotion washes over his face. He lowers the blind. He turns around and swallows hard. On the deck outside, Sarah snatches the rum bottle out of Donnie's hand.
Thanks. Man, we came all the way up here for nothing. I really fucked this up. I'm sorry.
So what now? We're just gonna run down this mountain and pray that J-Tron's D doesn't fester before we get to the car?
You've only been hiking for 3 hours. It means we still have 9 hours.
That was before he got bit by a snake.
Donnie grabs the bottle from Sarah and takes a swig.
Can I hear that?
Dude, look!
A drone? Wait a minute. Wait. If there's a drone, that means there's a person. And they probably have a phone. We should follow it. Let's go. Yes. Let's go get Sean. Sean, there's a drone. Oh.
Sean sucks on the side of the penis.
Ah, don't look at me.
Sorry. Yeah, it's just there's a drone. So there's people and we need to go like now.
Oh my God, that's great. Okay, just don't stop looking. Just 1 second. I'm getting a lot of venom out of this thing.
They run out of the ranger station and chase after the drone.
See it?
Oh, there it goes. I got this shit.
Sarah chases the drone through the forest. She leaps over fallen logs as she sprints down a path. In slow motion, she leaps into the air and grabs the drone. Donnie, Sean, and Becky's eyes widen. Sarah's smile dissipates as she plummets over the edge of a cliff.
Ah! Shit!
Sarah!
Fuck.
They look down over the edge of the cliff at Sarah in a lake below.
Watch this.
Donnie tosses his pack in.
Let's get wet!
He leaps off the cliff.
Oh my God.
Woo! Yeah!
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was easy. He made it look easy.
Yeah. Do you want to go next?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I'll go.
Hey, I get the feeling that you maybe don't want to jump, so we can try to find a way to hike down.
No, I want to go.
Okay.
Es geht um die Wurst, ja, which means it's do or die in German. Actually, the literal German translation of it is it's all about sausage, which is funny.
Wait, are you making a dick joke right now? We gotta go.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, okay, let's do it, huh?
Let's do it, let's
all
go.
Right, yeah, I'm not gonna take the long way down, I'm gonna take the Sean way down, huh? Go! Oh, shit!
Oh my God!
He trips over his shoelace and lands flat on his back on the water. Underwater, he howls in pain, then surfaces.
So the Sean way is going for the maximum amount of pain you can inflict on your body?
No, it honestly didn't hurt that much. It's actually really fun. It was a fun ride.
Sean takes off his shirt.
That's real.
Oh my God. Dude, your back is like red raw.
Donnie lays a hand on it.
Oh my God.
Oh, fuck me. You guys, look.
A helicopter over their campsite.
That's so dumb.
They fucking came back, and we're not there. That's awesome.
Damn it!
All right, man. Jesus, we're all mad.
No, it's just the wind blew against my back. It's okay. I'm fine.
Donnie whips him with a towel.
What?
You guys, come on. Let's just keep going.
In a hospital room, Jeremy lies in bed. A nurse approaches him.
The helicopter went back to the campsite.
Yes.
But your friends weren't there. So the doctor's gonna need to operate before this gets infected.
Okay, no. My friends, they'll get me my penis back. I know they will.
Okay, I know they will too. If they don't, though, you'll be fine. We can do a full penile reconstruction using a graft from your forearm or glute. The results are fantastic.
Really?
Absolutely. In addition to increased self-esteem, most patients report successful ejaculation and 10% of sexual encounters. And on a pleasure scale, we're consistently hitting mid to high threes.
Is that good? Those numbers sound bad.
Well, in comparison with not having a penis, I think those numbers sound pretty great.
Okay, I will wait for my dick. I have a strong dick. I know it'll last days out in the wild.
And no. Everyone thinks their penis is special. It's not, okay? It's like one of these flowers, right? If you remove it in the body, cut off its flow of blood, and then eventually, if left on its own, it will wilt and die.
She takes a flower from a vase and sets it in a cup on a tray before him. A petal falls off of it. His eyes widen.
HBO's on channel 3.
She leaves.
Come on, guys. I know you're doing whatever it takes to get here as fast as you can.
On the lakeshore.
Hey, Becky. Hey, don't beat yourself up over the helicopter. You know, I think you're doing really great, and you know, I've always thought you were really great.
Are you forgetting the time you totally rejected me?
That never happened. I don't remember that happening.
Come on. Remember the rent cast party? Kind of made a move.
I might remember.
I had a momentary crush on you.
You had a crush on me?
I just thought...
Sean! Emergency pro discussion.
One sec, man. I'm just...
911, Sean!
Better go. That sounds very important.
911!
Sorry.
Sean, you are not going to believe what I found in the woods. Wait till you feast your eyes on these.
A pair of panties.
What are those? Why do you have those?
When Sarah went behind that big bush over there, like dry off or whatever, I went right after because I need to pee, okay? I find those waiting on a rock for me. I knew she came on this trip to win me back.
What are you talking about? Maybe she just didn't want to wear wet underwear, you psychopath. That's like serial killer behavior.
Okay, these are a sign. She wants us to be together. And you know what, Sean?
What?
I'll tell you the truth. I'm ready to forgive her.
Forgive her for what?
Over Christmas break. The usual spot, Bandit Church, my grandma used to take me to.
Right.
Before we start hooking up, I tell her I want a DTR. She freaks out.
DTR? You said you wanted dick to rim?
No, what? No, I wanted to define the relationship. What the fuck is dick to rim?
I don't know, like butt stuff.
What has happened to you in Germany? Anyway, I tell her I want a DTR. And she's all like, relationships are bullshit. And then I feel like an idiot, and I don't know what to do. So I kick her out of a car. May or may not have been moving.
Wow, that's really mean.
I also told her that I never liked her.
Wow, man.
She was gaining weight.
Sean nods, then walks away.
Sean! This is a power play. She wants me back.
Come on, Donnie. Camp right around this bend.
They reach a campsite.
Hi! Hello!
Hey, buddy!
Hey, bud!
Hey there!
Hey. Hi!
Oh, my God. Oh.
A young boy, Sarah Hansen, the drone.
I believe this belongs to you.
Hey, and I believe you're the bitch that fucked it up.
What now?
Whoa. You better have cash to pay for this.
Okay, where are your parents?
My dad went fly fishing.
What about the boat? Where are the keys? Because we're in an emergency and we need some help.
All right, well, I'm gonna give you the keys, and I wanna see some stuff.
Okay.
No.
We are not going to show you our boobs.
Bitch, please! I'm 11, not 5. I've seen thousands of titties. I want to see you two scissor.
Sarah slaps him.
Yeah! Oh! Take that, you little perv!
But it's inappropriate.
Gross.
I'm not helping you with shit! Stay the fuck away from me!
He leaves.
Look at the monster.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. I kind of love him, though.
Okay, if we're not out of here in like an hour...
Jeremy will be permanently dickless.
The rest of his life. It's decades with no dick.
Nope. We need that boat. Fuck this little baby beaver wannabe.
What are you doing?
Becky with the penis.
Listen here, little terrorist. This is my brother's dick. He's in the hospital right now, and he needs us. We need your boat so we can get to the hospital to reattach it.
Listen, kid. When we're around, dicks get cut, and dicks get sucked.
I saw him suck this dick this morning.
I sucked that dick this morning. Now give us the keys.
Becky with the keys.
All right, kid. Tell your dad that the boat's gonna be in the South Campground parking lot, okay?
Jesus, Sean, that dick really fucked him up.
He hasn't said a word since you showed him the dick. What if he never talks again?
The boy's father steps from the forest and approaches him.
Hey, buddy. Son, are you okay?
Dicks get sucked.
He points at the teens who wade toward the boat. Right. The boy's father rushes toward them.
Good God.
Hey! Hey!
Oh, shit! Oh, oh my God.
All but Sean hop into the boat. Becky fumbles with the keys.
Hello, sir. I can completely explain what's going on here.
What have you done to my son?
It's a good thing that you're here. Okay, fuck this.
I'll kill all you perverts!
The boy's father whips Sean's back with his fishing rod.
Hey, he has a bruise. Leave him alone.
You're a fucker. Hit me again. I fucking dare.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Sarah pulls in the anchor.
I got it.
I'm gonna kill you, you son of a bitch.
Back the fuck up.
Sean swings the cooler at the boy's father, who grabs it.
Oh, God, it's slipping, guy!
Oh, shit, he's cliffhanging.
Oh, shit,
hold it, Sean!
Donnie hurls a beer at the boy's father and hits him in the head.
Oh, my God!
The boy's father falls overboard.
Fucker! I'll be the same!
Hey, that's my bow! Come back with my bow!
Holy shit.
Woo! That was insane. That guy tried to murder us.
Yeah, he was crazy. I mean, in all fairness, he probably thought we molested his kid.
I definitely shouldn't have said dicks get cut and dicks get sucked. That was too much.
Sarah.
Nice going, pinch hit.
Yeah, thanks. I learned from the best.
He points at the cut on his forehead.
When you nailed me in the head with a beer can.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
By the way, I got your sign and, message received.
My sign?
Yeah.
He pulls down his shorts.
Look familiar?
He wears the panties.
If I'm wearing your underwear, that means you're not wearing any.
Those aren't my underwear.
Oh my God.
Man, that's gross.
Okay, please don't tell me.
I really appreciate that you tried.
I think we're actually gonna make it to the hospital in time.
We're a good team.
Yeah.
He turns on a stereo.
Stop! Shut it down, open up shop!
Oh, yeah!
Oh! No!
Cool it up.
He hoists the cooler in the air. They reach the opposite shore and climb out of the boat.
Let's go on, Jeremy, and get some ice!
Yeah, let's get that dick to the hospital!
Oh, my God!
The penis spills out of the cooler.
Oh, crumbs, no. Little churro.
They climb into the van and speed out of the parking lot.
Let's go!
In his hospital bed, Jeremy reads a brochure on phalloplasty techniques.
I have read the literature, and I've come to the conclusion that I do not fucking want this, okay? I don't want a butt dick!
Hey, don't you yell at me. I'm not the one who got drunk and...
Obviously, you don't have a dick.
No, I don't have a dick. No one in this room has a dick. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The flower in the cup wilts. His mouth gapes open. The nurse glances at the flower.
Let's hope they're on their way.
In the van, Sarah and Donnie sleep in the back seat. Sean grabs his phone.
Do you think we should call your parents? What's your mom's number?
It's, I don't know it.
At all?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I don't know. I just, like, programmed them into my first phone. You know, I was 11.
We can maybe check if they left a message on your phone.
Don't leave a message. Just text me.
You have one new message.
Fuck you, Becky. You're the taint.
Is that Chad?
You hear me? You're the real taint. I'm glad this is over. You deserve to be alone. I want you to take that note I wrote you on our 4-month anniversary and burn it. I don't mean any of that shit anymore. Ah! You made me so mad I dropped my vape. You owe me a new vape, Becky. You hurt my feelings, dog.
Becky's eyes fill with tears.
Becky, I have to tell you something. I'm really sorry, but...
What? No, it's not your fault. It's just really fucked up.
how someone you thought cared about you can lie to your face.
Yeah.
She accelerates and passes a truck hauling a camper.
Ah, damn! Girl, you're a really good driver.
Thanks. God.
You're like a young Furiosa.
They pull into the gas station. In the store, Sean and Donnie, who open the cooler and look inside.
All right, man, I'm gonna stick on life support. We need bags.
Oh, my God,
ice,
dude, this looks like a cat shat in a cooler.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Should we clean it?
I'm fucked if I know, man. What do you even clean a dick with?
DoxyCycline. Or a Z-Pack. I've had everything in the book. It works, trust me. And which one of you is it? You? You? Or is it the ranger?
Yeah, actually, it is. It is for the young ranger. We need stuff to clean his wound.
A wounded soldier?
We need to clean his.
Donnie tilts the open cooler at the clerk.
Penis. 3 inches. Severed at the base. I've seen this before.
You have?
It would be my honor and a privilege if I could do this for you.
Sean and Donnie turn to one another.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it! All right, let's go!
He's clearly been in this situation before, so if we're gonna trust someone, it might as well be this guy.
At the soda machine, the clerk rinses the penis with water, then with cola. He moves the penis aside and puts his mouth under the stream of cola. He puts on a pair of plastic gloves, then takes a pair of tweezers from a drawer. Using a magnifying glass, he pulls clumps of fluff off the penis with the tweezers. Sean and Donnie wince. He strokes the head of the penis with a cotton swab.
This dick's gonna be even better.
He takes a makeup brush out of the drawer and briskly polishes the penis with it. With a second makeup brush, Donnie brushes a churro. The clerk works vigorously on the penis with a pair of utensils. He brushes the sweat from his brow.
Wow.
Fresh ice, good as new.
Their eyes widen as they look at the penis in the cooler.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Good luck, soldiers.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, hey. If you need anything, this is my card. You let your sergeant know what happened here.
Absolutely. Will do.
Yeah. What the hell's that?
That's just my wallet.
The clerk grabs the wallet.
Oh! Crestview High School. Junior. What the hell's going on here?
It's just a really old high school ID.
Says it's from this year.
Does it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fuck.
He tosses the wallet back to Donnie.
You boys lie about being servicemen so you could buy alcohol.
No, absolutely not.
There is no way we would ever lie.
He stares at them.
Our friend Jeremy, he lied.
You may not just clean a civilian dick.
I am so sorry.
He grabs at Sean and pulls off his t-shirt as he and Donnie flee. He chases them outside.
We have got you back!
The clerk runs to a pickup truck, takes out a bow, and fires an arrow into the cooler, which Sean holds.
The only dicks that I touch are mine and my husband's!
He fires another arrow into the door of the van as they drive off. In the van, Sarah.
Oh my God. Holy.
Guys, we made it.
An arrow flies through the back window and hits Donnie in the shoulder. The clerk pumps his fist.
Fuck you! Yeah, fuck you!
Holy fuck, are you okay?
Oh.
You look okay. Looks like just the tip went in.
Come on, Donnie. Oh, you left just the tip.
Fuck, that's really funny, but not right now.
Did you say Kendall Jenner's with an S?
Yeah, we're supposed to meet for the first time this summer.
That name is like catfishing 101.
Why does everyone keep saying that? She just likes to text. She doesn't like talking on the phone.
It's definitely a catfish.
Okay, look, anyway, if I'm gonna die, I need her to know that I love her.
You're not gonna die. You just won't have a penis.
I'd rather die than not have my penis.
We've waited all day. It's been almost 12 hours. We haven't heard anything from your friends.
Yeah, but there's still time. Look at the flower. Look, it still has most of its petals.
What? No. The flower, that was an example. Did you think that that flower was somehow magically linked to your penis?
He nods.
This isn't Beauty and the Beast.
But me and my friends are fucking idiots. They're gonna need more time.
Honestly, it's not looking good. So let's just hope your friends are arriving right now.
Outside the ER, the van pulls up. Becky rushes inside with the cooler. The others follow her.
Hi, hi. We're here for Jeremy Abelard. We have a special delivery.
One moment. Abelard?
Abelard, yes.
Let's go back here.
Ah.
Yep. We don't have a patient under that name here.
The helicopter EMT said that they would be bringing him here.
I don't know what to tell you. He's not here. They sometimes reroute medevacs. I tried Clarkson Memorial. They have a helipad.
Donnie snarls at her. Outside another ER, the van pulls up.
Let's go!
They rush inside. Becky lifts the cooler in the air.
Everybody, listen up! There is a penis in this cooler! Are we in the right place or what?
Is that the penis?
Yes!
Oh, thank God, yes!
Yes!
Oh, I didn't think you guys were gonna make it! Penis is here!
A doctor.
Paige, the anesthesiologist. I want to get into surgery immediately.
Yes!
Hey.
He turns to them.
You guys did good.
Oh, also, it got bit by a snake. I sucked it pretty good, but you should still check for venom.
The doctor furrows his brow, then turns and leaves.
Prep the OR!
Goddamn hero.
They group hug.
Yes. Oh, God.
Oh, you guys, someone's thumbed one in my hole.
In the waiting area, Donnie sleeps with his head against the wall. Sarah sleeps with her head on his shoulder. Sean slumps over in a chair. Becky holds an ice pack against his back.
You can scoot closer. I'm kind of far away.
He moves closer and sits up straight.
Hey, thank you for your shirt also, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Yeah, it's comfortable. It smells really good.
Looks great on you.
Thanks. Hey, you know what? You remember at the Rent cast party?
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a crush on you, too.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, momentarily.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He turns to her. His Fuck King condom falls out of his pocket. She raises her eyebrows.
Wow, the Fuck King? Are you the Fuck King?
No, that's not me. I'm not the Fuck King.
Just a Fuck Prince?
I wouldn't even. I think I'm more of like a jester.
You're a Fuck Jester?
Yeah.
That's more fun. You wanted to use it at the hospital here?
Well, Jeremy actually gave it to me to use with you. And I said, that's crazy.
That's really weird.
I'm on the same page. It's weird.
I'm his sister.
So it's not really mine.
Ew!
I know.
Ew. Like why? That.
Yeah.
The fucking? Come on.
It's weird.
I mean, it's not like you still have a crush on me. Do you still have a crush on me?
A nurse approaches.
Excuse me. What? If you'd come with me, the doctor would like to see you.
Okay, yeah, great.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Donnie, hey. Come on, the doctor wants to see us. Let's go. Okay.
Donnie and Sarah awaken. Sean scowls. Becky turns to him.
Sean.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on my way.
He rises awkwardly, then sits.
What's your problem?
Nothing. I lost something. I can't remember if I...
Sean, do you have a boner?
I don't have a boner. It's my back hurts and...
So,
basically every time you touch Sean, he gets a raging bony.
See, I told you, you give him boners.
What?
I don't have a bony.
Did you just fart?
No, it was a seat.
Oh my God, do you have the farts and a boner?
I don't have the farts or a boner.
One of those is definitely a lie.
Let's
do you, buddy.
Yeah, let's
do
you.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it.
Thank you. Shocking, man. Thanks.
Donnie, Sarah, and Becky leave. Sean puts the ice pack over his crotch, then makes his way, doubled over, down the corridor after them, the teens and the doctor.
Good news. Surgery went perfectly. Well, not perfectly, but as good as we could have hoped. So we have a successful reattachment, and your friend's going to be fine.
And what about the snake venom?
There was no venom in the penis.
Yeah, man, you sucked that shit out.
Woo! No, there was never any venom in the penis. Hmm? It's impossible to suck venom out of a bite wound. It was a defensive bite.
Whatever, man. Don't listen to him. He doesn't know shit.
Yeah. Right. Just a doctor. Anyway, your friend, whose dick you sucked for no reason, is going to be under a bit longer from the anesthesia, but you can go in and see him. Sure, he'd love to wake up to some friendly faces.
Salty.
The doctor leaves. They enter the hospital room. Becky pulls back a curtain. Their smiles dissipate. Lying in a hospital bed is an unconscious man with long blonde hair. They step out into the corridor.
Hi, excuse me, nurse. The doctor just told us the wrong room. We're looking for Jeremy Abelard.
Jeremy Abelard. No, we don't have Jeremy Abelard in recovery.
Oh, the doctor, he just told us that he transferred from surgery?
Okay, let's make this simpler. It's the guy who got his wiener reattached.
Yeah, that's him. Reginald Knudsen?
No.
The other person that's here for a severed penis.
Yeah. If there's somebody else here with a severed penis, trust me, I'd know about it.
Wait. If Jeremy's not here, then...
We gave someone else Jeremy's penis.
What?
That's our friend's dick?
That's our friend's dick! Oh, right? My God! What kind of fucking hospital?
Donnie rushes back into the room. The nurse tackles him to the floor.
You have my friend's penis!
Donnie with security guards.
Simple mistake. It's an honest mistake, I'm sure, but you guys have the wrong penis, okay? You have the wrong penis, and...
He throws himself to the floor.
You all saw that, your witnesses! That's a felony!
All right. We need to figure out if there's a head of the hospital and explain the situation and see if...
And what? Those are Grom. Another dick with their magic dick-making machine, Sean.
I'm not just gonna give up.
You guys have no idea where Jeremy is. I think it's pretty obvious we're done.
That's awesome. Donnie, Sarah, I'm sorry, but can you tell your boyfriend or whatever he is to stop throwing a little baby boy tantrum right now?
Maybe I should be more like you, right? Manipulate things, make them go my way. Kind of like what you did with the, what was it? The medevac.
Shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about?
So while your brother was lying there, maybe about to die, Sean was pretending to be you and texting Chad from your phone.
Sean? Are you serious?
It was an accident. I was...
How is texting my boyfriend as me an accident?
You guys weren't even technically together at the time.
What did you say? What did you say to him?
I said, fuck you, we're done, and then I called him Dirty Taint.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. The voicemail? The voicemail he sent me. I'm so sorry. I need to borrow your phone.
No. Hey, what the hell?
You do not want to fuck with me right now. Just messaging Chad and telling him to pick me up.
Becky.
Of course, he's online. Okay, he's coming to pick me up. Thank you. Sarah, let's go.
Sarah follows Becky outside. Sean chases after them.
Becky!
Jeremy in his bed.
Becky.
The nurse enters.
Use the twin connection. Find me if you can hear me, but please hurry up and come and save me. Becky.
Nope, it's me, Darlene. Hello. So we got you an operating room.
I'm telling you, lady, my friends are close.
And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if they're close. By now, unless your penis somehow got fresh oxygenated blood in it.
She holds up the dead flower.
It's dead.
No, 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 no. Oh!
She throws it in a trash can.
There's no point in waiting any longer for trash to arrive.
Okay, fine. Let's do the butt skin dick.
A graft is no longer an option.
What?
Do you smell that? You know we don't serve blue cheese in the cafeteria, right? That's your hole. I'm sorry. The anesthesiologist will be in shortly.
Darlene turns and leaves.
Wow, so this is really happening.
Outside the hospital, Sean and Donnie sit on the grass.
I can't believe I shat on your chances with Becky.
Yeah, it's my own fault. I'm a fucking idiot.
Also, I'm really sorry I started the rumor about you going to rehab for bath salts.
What? That was you?
I feel like we both now know I have problems with abandonment.
Yeah.
Man, I still can't believe I found a dick in the sewer.
Believe it, youngin'. You just got your dick cherry popped. Gonna need a new cooler.
Fuck.
Dude.
Yo.
They have the redneck's dick.
If we can get it to the doctor, then the doctor can reattach it and we can get Jeremy's penis back.
We haven't been good friends to each other.
I mean, I feel like I've been a pretty good friend.
But we can be best friends for Jeremy.
Let's do it.
In his hospital room, Reginald lies in a bed. He awakens and turns to Sean and Donnie as they enter and approach him.
Hey, man.
Who the hell are you?
I said no visitors.
I'm really sorry. There's something that you should know about your penis. It's not your penis. You have our friend Jeremy's penis?
The hell are you talking about?
They put our friend's penis on you.
Yes, they did.
Like, not like when I was out, they put your friend's dick on my face, or?
No, I don't know. Maybe that happened, but then they sewed it on you.
Reginald lifts his bandage.
You're gonna see right away.
It's our friend Jeremy's penis.
Oh, my God. That is not my dick.
It's not your dick. That's what he said.
Why is it so ugly?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where did they find this thing? A little Navajo boy?
It's a normal-looking dick.
And once the swelling goes down, it's gonna get smaller? Are you fucking kidding me? Hey, how am I supposed to work with this?
The doctor enters.
You two again? Hey, am I gonna have to call security?
Oh, hey, it's Dr. Malpractice. Well, guess what? My friend just sewed the wrong dick onto the wrong body, so if you don't want us to fuck your world up, you're gonna have to listen. Two water sanitation workers just came into the hospital with his dick.
What, my real penis is here?
Yeah, man.
So what we need you to do is reattach him. Guys, you don't just pop them on and off. It's a delicate operation. It's not a fucking Lego set. That dick is staying on that body.
Are you trying to tell me that I'm stuck with this thing?
Hey, man, that fucking thing belonged to a goddamn majestic person. And you need to respect that you got a part of my friend on you now forever. Okay, you got a piece of Jeremy. It's a good dick.
Donnie takes Reginald's hand.
You need to honor that penis and bring it as much joy as Jeremy brings us every time you take it out, because it belonged to a great dude.
The best.
You guys seem like some really good friends.
Sean brings a hand to his heart.
I wish I would have listened to my buddies when they told me that Cheryl was a psycho bitch. I never would have let her tie me up. I thought she just wanted to get freaky. Maybe do some butt stuff. Anything goes, you know. She put on her sexy little juicy cooter slip.
The doctor steps closer.
Got my rod all hard.
Cool.
She started licking all up in my ear, you know, saying sexy sweet nothings and whatnot. And she leans in and she whispers, I know about you and my sister. Yeah, and then she whips out a pair of scissors. And bam! She snips my dick clean off.
Yep.
And then she flushed it. She flushed my pee-pee like a poo-poo.
She sounds like one bag of trash.
Yeah. You know what the craziest part is? I still love her. There it is. You know, I know it's just a dirty toilet dick, but doctor, I'd like to give these two young men my old penis.
That's awesome.
You know, that might work.
Yeah, because everybody deserves a second chance.
Even me?
A blonde woman enters.
Cheryl.
Baby. I'm sorry, baby.
Baby, I'm so sorry.
No, baby, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what I was thinking. I just went in. I grabbed him and I sniffed it.
You got through it real easy, too. I was surprised.
Can you ever forgive me? If I could suck it back on, I would.
I know it was the drugs. I know it was the drugs.
You know it was the drugs, baby.
Yeah.
And have a little kiss.
Yeah, okay.
She tongues his crotch.
Well, that feels good. Little kisses of an angel.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh.
Oh, I love you so much. You're my king.
The king's scepter has been repaired.
When's little Reggie gonna be ready for me?
Hey, guys.
In the hall.
Look, I think they can reattach Reginald's penis to your friend. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's in the cold storage, one floor up, end of the hall. Take my key card.
Why aren't you coming with us?
They ain't coming with us. How about I don't want to get sued? Look, if they ask, I'll tell them you stole it.
Wow, that's so great of you. You're so nice.
Sean punches the doctor in the face.
Oh, Shiza, what did you do that for?
You know, so they believe that we stole the keycard.
Oh,
I don't know. I got a super fucking sensitive nose, you guys. Oh, my God.
Oh.
In the room.
Oh, my God. She cut it off again.
I did, because you don't deserve no cop, you cheating son of a bitch.
Oh, you fucking crazy hoe back.
Holding scissors and the blood-covered penis, she hops onto a table and kicks her shoes off at Sean, Donnie, and the doctor.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna cut it out with a little 3-year-old
slut. She will do it, trust me.
I'll do it, I'm crazy.
She leaps over Reginald's bed.
Oh, where'd she go? Where is she?
She jumps out and hurls a meal tray at Donnie, Sean, and the doctor. She darts into the washroom and drops the penis in the toilet. Sean and Donnie grab her. She knees Donnie in the ribs, then bites Sean's arm. She releases him, then grabs Donnie by the hair and dunks his head in the toilet.
Blow it down! Blow the dick down!
She flushes the toilet. Sean grabs her. She runs up the wall, flips over top of him, then shoves him into Donnie and darts back into the room.
Why?
I love you!
I love you too, Reggie. Why do you think I'm doing all this?
Security!
She headbutts the doctor in the nose.
Damn it!
Donnie pulls his head out of the toilet and spits the penis onto the floor.
It was just supposed to be camping.
Sean puts on a rubber glove, picks up the penis, then turns the glove inside out.
Flip it like dark poop.
He drops it into an ice-filled water jug.
Well, boys, I guess you get your wish. Get your friend's dick back!
Get deep there! Let's go! Come on, go! Good luck, boys! Oh, shit!
Reginald has a seizure.
You okay?
On a cafeteria patio.
Oh, hey, it's the girls. Hey, it's the girls.
Sean and Donnie approach Becky and Sarah at a table.
Hey!
What's going on?
We have Jeremy's penis.
Thought it got sewn onto that other guy.
Oh, it did.
Well, yeah.
Chad rolls up in a fluorescent green Jeep.
Sup, babe?
It's fucking Chad.
Becky turns to Sean. Donnie nudges him toward her.
Hey, take it. I know you're done with me, but the receptionist said there are 5 other hospitals that Jeremy could be in, so we're gonna drive around and call around and see if we can find out where he is, and if we figure it out before you, we'll text you. I'll text Chad. As me this time, not as you.
She smiles slightly.
Do it. You know what? I am really, really sorry that I sent that text, but you deserve to be with somebody who respects you.
Sarah nods.
Not somebody who cheats on you.
She shrugs. Donnie nods.
You're amazing, and I really like you, and I've always liked you, and like I don't like you a lot, but I just think that you're cool, and I think that you think I'm cool, and that we're cool together, and it's cool that we have this thing, and I, you know,
He drinks from the water jug.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, put it in the bag, you like dog shit.
Still pretty gross.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm really sorry about everything, and I hope that you can forgive me.
Yeah. Sean turns and leaves.
Come on down there, babe. Let's go.
Great. One sec.
She turns to Sarah.
Why the fuck did I message Chad?
Sarah raises her eyebrows. Let's
go. We're going to St. Jeremy.
Becky turns to Sean and Donnie.
You guys coming, or?
What? So my speech was good?
No. But hey, I think I got what you were trying to say. You messed up. You're sorry. Yes. I deserve respect.
Yeah.
We like each other.
Yeah.
I got it.
Cool.
Let's go get Jeremy his dick back.
Yeah!
In the parking lot, they run past Chad.
What's up, babe?
Sorry, Chad, we're broken up, bye!
What's up, Chad? What the fuck, are you serious? I drove all the way out here. You're lost, Becky. I even got a fake ID so we could drink margaritas in Cancun.
In the van.
Wait, holy shit, stop the car.
What?
Stop the car.
What?
I know how to find Jeremy.
How?
Jeremy bought us booze on the drive out to the mountains.
Okay, so what?
The military ID was the one in his wallet, his fake.
Oh, so the hospital admitted him under the name on his fake ID.
Jack, motherfucking Jessup.
Yes!
Holy mama. Shit.
Okay, I'm calling it in.
Okay, wait, which hospital? You said there were five.
East General, the first place we went to.
East General Hospital.
Hi, can you connect us to Jack Jessup, please?
One moment.
Donnie takes a swig from the bottle of rum.
And connecting you now.
Yes!
Yes! No, yes!
A doctor gives Jeremy an injection.
Just relax and count back from 100. We'll be back shortly to take you into the OR.
Darlene and the anesthesiologist leave. Jeremy answers the phone.
Hello?
Jeremy!
Becky, where are you guys? They're trying to sew up my fucking nub.
No, tell them no! We're gonna be there soon, okay?
Please tell me you have my pee-pee.
We have it!
Yes.
I just want my pee-pee back.
Stop calling it your pee-pee!
The doctor, Becky, he said it's too late.
They pumped me with a lot of drugs, and now they're taking me into surgery.
Oh, no.
Don't,
no, just hold off. No, we're going to be there really soon, okay? We
promise.
Do not let them take you into surgery.
Hi, Grandpa.
Jeremy passes out.
Oh, shit.
We got to go.
Yeah, we got to
go. We got to go.
The anesthesiologist and Darlene return to Jeremy's room.
Oh, he is out. Let's get him into surgery. Say night-night to the Danish girl.
They wheel him out of the room. The van pulls into the hospital parking lot. Sean, Donnie, Becky, and Sarah step from the vehicle.
Let's go! Come on!
In slow motion, they race into the ER. Sarah carries the jug.
Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart.
They rush out of an elevator and down a corridor. In an operating room, Jeremy lies unconscious on a table. A surgeon picks up a medical instrument. In a hospital ward, medical personnel try to stop Sarah, who whirls past them. A nurse rushes at Donnie, who shoves her to the floor. A security guard grabs him. Sarah trips over them and spills the penis onto the floor. Becky's eyes widen. She breaks free of the medical personnel holding her, scoops the penis up off the floor, then runs down a corridor. Sean chases after her. In the operating room, the surgeon holds up a piece of thread with a pair of tweezers. Becky and Sean round a corner and race down a corridor. In his Jeep in the hospital parking lot, Chad exhales vape smoke. Outside the hospital, security guards try to get a thrashing Cheryl out of a tree. She spits at them. In the corridor, a janitor grabs Becky's wrist. A nurse slams Sean against a wall and grabs his back. He grimaces in agony. Becky and the janitor fight over the rubber glove. It snaps. The penis flies out of it and bounces off the wall. Donnie and Sarah round the corner and look on as Sean elbows the nurse in the face, dives, and catches the falling penis. Becky pumps her fist. Sean rises and runs. From the tree, Cheryl grins maniacally down at the guards. In a hospital room, a nurse performs CPR on a thrashing Reginald. At the lake, the foul-mouthed boy holds an axe. The blood-covered knife lies on the forest floor. Sean bursts through a set of swinging doors and slides into an operating room on his knees.
Stop! Stop the surgery! I have the dick!
He opens his eyes. The room is empty. He spots the surgery being conducted in an adjoining room.
Oh, shit.
He enters the operating room.
Excuse me?
He holds out his hand with the bloody penis in it. The doctors and nurses turn to him.
I think this belongs to him.
In a waiting area, Donnie and Sarah sit together.
Look, I'm really sorry that I freaked out when you tried to ask what our deal was earlier. But if you're still interested, maybe we could DTR sometime.
Yes. Well, that'd be fucking...
That's a really quick answer.
What?
That'd be cool.
I can't wait. Sarah.
Me too, Donnie. Just to clarify, we're talking about dip to rim, not define the relationship, right?
He stares at her.
I'm kidding.
She grins. Outside the hospital, Sean and Becky sit together as the sun sets behind the mountains in the distance.
Well, this is probably my last moment of freedom, as I'll be grounded for the rest of my life.
Hey, I'm really sorry that your parents are gonna kill you.
Oh no, it's fine. I mean, the rest of this year is gonna be super boring anyway. Someone I know is going back to Germany.
They lean in to kiss one another. She pulls away.
I'm sorry. I just remembered that you had my brother's dick in your mouth earlier. So maybe we should wait.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Totally makes sense.
Cool.
I'm on board.
She kisses her hand and touches his cheek. He tries to do the same. She pulls away.
Oh. still got dick lips.
Yeah. Dick mouth.
Yeah.
You smell the dick?
No.
Okay.
It's just the image on it. Yeah.
He slides closer to her. She lays her head on his shoulder. Outside his house, carrying bags and suitcases, Sean and Donnie step out the front door and make their way down the driveway.
Jesus, dude, what do you have in here?
I got a lot of stuff. I got books.
Books on what?
Books on Germany.
We have those books in Germany?
All right. This is it.
Really think your brother's gonna miss you, bro.
Inside, pornography on the TV.
What the fuck?
Seriously, again?
I'm sorry.
Stop.
You have to protect your Wi-Fi, Mr. Floyd.
I don't know how.
Turn it off, man.
A van pulls up.
What? Is this my ride?
What?
What is this thing?
Becky and Sarah step from the vehicle.
Hey.
Hey.
Ready to go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sean, good luck finishing rehab.
Thank you.
I know I said I'd drive you to the airport, just us, but someone got out of the hospital early.
The door to the van slides open. A wheelchair ramp emerges from it. Inside the van, Jeremy sits in a wheelchair. He grins at them.
What's up?
Dude.
Oh, cool.
Sick.
What's up, dogs?
Jeremy insisted that our parents rent him a wheelchair van.
Skirt!
It's like we have a dumb Stephen Hawking just rascaling around the house.
I got my dick off.
Fucking pimp, right? I look like Professor X. Scott, you're a chump. Logan's been tapping jeans since day one.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Sean, cool. Also, don't tell Kendall about S in my D. She's already pissed that she can't be riding this dragon, you feel me?
Right, yeah, she would be pissed if she were real.
A young blonde woman in a pink tracksuit steps from the van, then flicks her hair and waves at them. Donnie's mouth gapes open.
Hey, guys, I'm Kendall.
Jenners.
Thanks for making sure little Jamie is way back home.
Oh, our pleasure.
She calls it Little J?
I just gotta give you two more kisses.
Okay, two more kisses, but just two.
Okay.
Kendall, I told you just two! That's you're gonna rip the stitches!
I'm sorry, I just love you so much.
Jeremy, why did you fuck with the whole ramp thing? We just gotta get right back in anyway. We're going to the airport.
Fuck me! All right, yeah, let's get back
okay,
in the van. Let's
on,
get
babe.
Let's
go. Yeah, dude,
I
catch
my
flight.
Get
back in the van. Right, let's go.
Okay,
come on, babe. Bye, oh, Jeremy's girlfriend. Right. Hope you enjoy his Frankenpeen when it's healed.
Frankenpeen.
Come on, babe.
Yeah.
What's up, babe? I love you, babe.
I love you too, babe.
Hashtag me too, babe.
So, I could drive you to soccer practice if you wanted.
Yeah. Maybe we can stop by the church parking lot on the way.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Is it weird to say thank you?
Thank you.
It's weird, yeah, that's
weird.
Strange.
All right. So, I wanted to give you something. When I dropped you off at the airport, but now we got these two tagging along.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, but what I wanted to give you was, give you this.
His condom.
Oh, yes.
The fuck king.
The fuck king.
What is the fuck king without his condom crown?
Wow, returns.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Right, yeah.
She pulls him close and kisses him. Donnie and Sarah look on.
Oh, my God.
You know we can see you, right?
Oh.
Yo, Jeremy, Sean's tonguing your sister pretty hard right now, dude.
What? Hold on. I'm missing it. Hold up.
You know he had a dick in his mouth last week?
Yeah, well, 20 minutes, I'll have a dick in mine.
What? Really?
No.
Great, thanks.
If I was one of the good ones.
Them?
I
can't see him, babe.
Oh,
I gotta get out of here.
Go,
Sean,
take it horizontal, bro.
Stop making out with him.
Okay, I'll do it myself.
Oh, my God, he's gonna get a boner.
Jeremy climbs out of the van and crawls toward them.
Wait.
Jeremy.
Get back in the car. Jeremy, get back in the car.
Get Becky, yeah, this is her choice.
Jeremy, it's not like you can't walk.
What are you doing?
Hips! Use those hips, girl!
Stop being so fucking weird. It's your sister. Oh, my God, babe. How's Lil' J? Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm gonna grab my own ass. And then, Becky, you tell me if you feel it, too.
There's no coincidence, dude.
Oh, here we go.
It's pretty beautiful.
You know, I thought it'd be weird to watch your best friend make out, but, I'm getting into it.
You guys, this is awesome, but I think I fucked up my stitches.
I told you to be careful.
Let's just cut to the music.
Credits. Original music composed by Adam Schiff for Bleeding Fingers Music. Co-producer Christian Hoffman. Executive producers Jake Zemanski, Haroon Saleem, Kevin Leeson, Jamie Gehring, and Sean Williamson. Associate producers Colin Frederick and Michael J. Drank. Cast. Sean, Daniel Tohaney. Becky, Geraldine Viswanathan. Sarah, Sadie Calvano. Donnie, Luke Spencer Roberts. Jeremy, Eduardo Franco. Gas Station Clerk. Michael Eklund, Dr. Trimble, Gary Jones, Chad, Alexander Calvert, Cheryl, Sugarlyn Beard, Reginald, Blake Anderson, Aiden, Chance Hurstfield, Aiden's dad, Kevin Case, Triage Nurse, Mary Holland, Mrs. Abelard, Vina Sood, Mr. Abelard, Javier LaCroix, Mr. Floyd, Ken Lawson, Mrs. Floyd, Bronwyn Smith, Jake Floyd, Christian Convery, Kendall Jenners, J.D. Falcon. Produced by Ben Stiller, Nicholas Weinstock, Adam Devine, Anders Holm, Blake Anderson, Kyle Nuichek, and Ross M. Dinerstein. Written by Kevin Burrows and Matt Miter. Directed by James Szymanski.
Claws wrapped in rubber bands, ready to die just like a cramp. Red Lobster helicopter picked me up, went to the hospital. Doctor says impossible, I have to sew your popsicle. Life is full of obstacles, but this shit can't really be possible. Like the way that I lost my dick, doctor says too late, can't fix. Tell me, how could it be like this? Yo, doc, think of something quick. Tell me how I'm gonna fuck my bitch, how I'm gonna live my life without my dick. Can I get a boner? What about organ donors? Put me on a wait list, doc says face it. I try to tell you once, I don't wanna tell you twice. Major case of blue balls cooking, I'll be coming rice. By the time that I get it back, too late now, it's in his hands. Homies punked a redneck, they said, nah, bruh, you getting jacked.
I ain't got a dick, but it don't mean shit. I can still smoke weed, I can still get wet. And if you're staring at my crotch, might as well take a pic. All the ladies come and flock, cause they miss my dick.
I miss my dick. I miss my dick. I wish it was here.
I miss my dick.
I don't know, I might.
I miss my dick.
Grow a beard, I might.
I miss my dick.
Start playing World of Warcraft.
Got some trail mix in my teeth right now.
Produced with the participation of the Province of British Columbia Production Service Tax Credit and the Canadian Film or Video Production Tax Credit. The Government of Canada, Creative BC, UBCB, ACTRA, SAG-AFTRA, Vortex, DGC, Formosa Features, IATSE, and eFilm logos appear. Copyright 2018 Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.